four running backs. Is there? Do you have to prepare for each one, or how do you treat a running game that uses four different running backs?
Well, they all have some very, very unique talents. I mean, they're different guys that that can run inside, run outside. And obviously you can see why they're playing four is because of the fact that they're all four extremely effective. So when you have that number of guys that can play and play well for you, that's why they're shuttling them in and out of there. And, like I said, they've all been effective.
Hey, Jim, on your Colts staff, Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator. What did you think? Oh, I'm sorry. Frank Reich was the quarterback's coach. What did you think about the job he did and him as a coach?
Yeah, Frank's an extremely bright guy, comes in with a very unique perspective because he played the game, played it extremely well, was involved in a lot of, great quality plays, years at Buffalo and beyond, and, he's a tremendous leader and tremendous coach.
Jim, what are you getting out of Marvin Jones? He seems to be a real big part of the offense, huh?
You know, Marvin's been playing well. Marvin's been catching the ball well. He's a real fine route runner. And every week, he comes in and exactly the same way he looks at the opportunity to go to practice and see if he can get better because it's just like anything else in this league. You may have a couple good weeks and then things stiffen a little bit. But what he's trying to do is just to make sure that he gets a little bit better every single day, and he's been doing that for us.
How has he handled the inevitable question of replacing Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, I'm not certain that that's even on the table any longer. That was a while back for him when he was first signed and those kinds of things. And I think everybody realizes and understands that there's only one Calvin Johnson. There's only one guy that's 6'5", 230 some odd pounds and run 4.3 in the 40, and operates in rare air consistently. And he's just a great person. So no, it's not a matter of him trying to come in and replace Calvin. Calvin's his own guy and very, very unique guy, Hall of Famer. But Marvin has his own qualities. He has his own uniqueness about him. And I think that's what he's been all about. And he's been focusing more on his task than any comparisons.
How is Ezekiel Ansah's recovery coming along, and do you expect him to play on Sunday?
Making progress. We don't usually talk about anything other than what's released in our press report in terms of the injury report, but like I said, he's making progress.
Kerry Hyder has played pretty well in his place. What did you see in him? He was a practice squad guy, right?
Yeah, scrappy, tough. I mean, every single time that we'd go out and we'd practice and he's on the other side emulating the opposing defense, that he was always, in our backfield one way or another. You hand out one of these things for, look team player of the week, and he won it numerous times. He probably could have run it every time because he's just, a great effort guy, great teammate, loves the game, loves the challenge. And, he just kind of keeps scrapping and digging and making things happen.
Jim, how does the Eagles' defense look different from the one that you just tore apart last Thanksgiving? Is it different?
Well, these guys are playing really well. I mean, it's obviously same, guys that are out there, they were good last year. I mean, those guys when you look at them across the board, it's a heck of a group of guys that can get up the field, they can rush the passer, they can stop the run, they're big and they're strong. They have effective up front play, effective linebacker play, and obviously the secondary is certainly of quality as well. So overall, it's just a heck of a group.
See any similarities between Carson Wentz and quarterback you had in Baltimore and Joe Flacco?
I'd be the wrong person to ask that question to because I've never coached Carson. And so you'd probably be better off asking the guys that coach him and maybe comparing them to someone that they know of. All I can tell you is that when I watch him, he's a very, very effective guy and he's doing a great job.
In the summer, what led to the decision to move on from Steven Tulloch?
There's certain things that we have to look at. What's in our best interest? Tully's a guy that we love. He did a great job while he was here for us, and I can see, obviously, on film, he's doing a great job for them.
Tim, your team lost three straight, I think, by a combined 11 points. Are you at a must-win point in the season right now at 1-3?
Yeah, I don't think you ever, I don't think you're ever at that point in time. We're talking about every single game, we look at it exactly the same way, and that is we got to win that game regardless of the circumstances. So, yeah, we look at this game as a game we have to win, just like we'd look at the one 2 weeks ago that we played, the first game that we played. So our approach is exactly the same each and every week.
and losing by just the combined 11 points, is that more frustrating or more hopeful that you're very close to turning this thing around?
You know, there's no solace in it because of the fact that obviously winning is the name of the game, and that's the thing that we have to do. We're not worried about, you know, we're not happy with coming close. So, think about it. I think that our guys, there's a challenge ahead of us each and every week, and we got to find a way to get over the hump. You know, that's the key.
You've coached against Jim Schwartz and pretty much all of his previous stops in the NFL. What's he doing differently in Philadelphia that you haven't seen him do previously?
Obviously he's a great defensive coach and does a tremendous job, and he'll mix it up on you quite a bit. They mixed it up on us when he was at Tennessee. They've certainly done the same thing when he was at Baltimore, and he did the same thing here as well when I was had an opportunity to coach against them. So, they're multiple. They give you all different types of problems and looks. They can blitz you. They can stop the run on you. They do a little bit of everything. You know, he's certainly been great at that throughout his years of coaching.
Your offensive line is pretty young, and I think you've added a new guy to that starting lineup every year with a high pick the last 5 years. How are they playing so far?
They're young, as you said, but they're developing. They get a little bit better, some up and downs there. But I think the young group is headed in the right direction.
How big of a challenge do they have this weekend with the Eagles' defensive line?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously with Cox in there and the rest of the cast of guys, Logan in there, Graham's doing a great job. Kind of Barwin's, just kind of one of those guys that gets after you, all the way across that Curry even coming in and making things happen for him as well. It's a tough group and it's a real challenge for us, and it's one of the best groups obviously that we'll face. And it's the most important thing right now is for us to make certain that we're ready for the challenge because they're certainly going to present one for us.
With the loss of Ameer Abdullah, how is Theo Riddick coming to his own as a multi-purpose back, especially out of the backfield?
Yeah, I think he's always been that. He's done a number of different things for us throughout the year, regardless of who has been here along with him, whether it was Joyke or whether it's Ameer. He's shown his versatility coming out of the backfield as a runner, but then also as a pass receiver as well. So I think that's well documented in terms of versatility. And he just so happens, because of the fact of the way things are, he's gotten a few more carries here and there. So, but I think he's one of those guys that we need to be effective for us to move the ball.